And right now it's time to chat to Peter Allam. And we're talking legal matters today, insurance, in fact, householders. Peter, very, very good morning and welcome on this Monday morning.
Yes, welcome to you as well, Wayne. It's always nice chatting on a Monday and to those listeners, and we seem to have a hell of a lot of them that listen to us.
Great.
We appreciate that. Today, yes, we'll talk about insurance, mainly home insurance.
Mm-hmm.
At the end, though, we'll just confirm that business insurance is just as important. So if we start today, you know, the main thing, I had a listener that phoned in. I didn't want to disclose the name. You can, if you're out there and you listen, don't feel shy to display your name. No question is silly, you know, but she just wanted to know because she had insured her goods, and when it came to replacing them, they told her that she was underinsured, so they only paid her out a percentage.
Right.
And she wanted to know if it was fair. So, you know, that's what prompted me to discuss this today, to say insurance you've got to be very careful with. And one must understand as well from the insurance company's side that there are so many false claims made that these days they've got to investigate thoroughly as to what the position is. So be careful, you know, even if you've had a motor car accident, I've heard of them going to the extent that, for example, if you played golf at a golf club, they go back and see if you had a barbell to try and prove that you were drinking under the influence and things like that. It costing them a lot of money. So ensure that you know what your insurance is and that you stick to the rules in that regard. So if we go into over-insured and under-insured, this lady was under-insured, which means that she didn't have sufficient enough cover. So she probably insured whatever the goods were for, say, 10 Rand, but the goods were worth 16 Rand at this particular stage.
Mm-hmm.
So when she wanted to get a new one, she had a shortfall, and they were not interested. They, you know, said, that's it, that's what you insured for. Over-insurance, on the other hand, is when you have, for example, a bicycle worth 2,000 Rand and you insure it for 3,000 Rand.
Mm.
So what they will do is that they will pro-rata that. So you need to be very careful because you've over-insured the bicycle. They will, on a proportion, take it down mathematically and you'll suffer a loss. So you won't get your bicycle replaced. You'll probably have to pay in as well in circumstances like that where you've over-insured. So the one is the opposite of the other, and you need to be very, very careful with both. You know, over-insurance is needless and can penalize you, and under-insurance is worse because you suffer a loss. So what is the answer to that? The answer to insurance cover is that you need to work through your home and check what the value of your goods is. So go room for room, and in that regard, Wayne, I'm going to prepare a list for both the radio and myself at Adams to put onto our different Facebook pages so that the people can download it, print it, and then go room by room and just check what there is. You know, you've got room 1, 2, 3, kitchens, bathrooms, garage, storerooms, all that type of thing, vehicles, jewellery. What's in the safe, what's not in the safe. So we will get a nice form by the end of the day to be able to load. But we go back to the thing, and the insurance cover for your home or goods when you suffered a loss, which could be a break-in, goods stolen. It can be damage to the goods. It could be a flash flood. Your geyser could break and cause harm. You might have a visitor that comes to visit falls in your home, so you need public liability insurance. You might have a dog that safeguards your home, but unbeknown to you, somebody opens a gate and comes in and the dog attacks it. You know, depending on what signs you've got there, you can be charged. You could have a claim for that type of thing. So your house insurance is very important that you make sure you've got everything covered. I always, for myself, make sure that I chat to my broker once a year and say to him, this is what I have, what must I do, what must I insure? You know, people come along now with solar. Have you insured your solar? It's got to be added to your own insurance. It's got a value on it, a very expensive value. You know, you get things like inverters as well. I believe some insurance companies are not covering them because of the problem that there is with charging them. So you need to make sure that you are up to scratch with your insurance. It's not only for homeowners. Renting as well, you still got your contents. Even if you're renting a pre-finished home, you don't need insurance. You've still got to insure your own personal goods. Insurance is very, very important. You don't have to insure someone else's goods. You can, though, if you're renting a house and you wish to insure something in there in case something goes wrong, because you're responsible for the goods in the home and the homeowner doesn't perhaps have cover and the damage is caused by you. But in instances like that, you also need to check with the insurance company. Can I insure Wayne's car because I'm using it for 2 months?
Yes, you know,
it's not just automatic that I take your car and I'm covered with my insurance. You've got to specify. It's the same as motor vehicle insurance. A very important factor is that, for example, if you give a car to your child, wanted to call it a child, but a family member or a work colleague to go and fetch something and they're involved in an accident, are you covered? The answer is yes, but I mean, some insurance companies specify that regular drivers must be added to the list so that they know that, you know, Wayne is going to drive Peter's car and that he's covered if there's an accident, because if you use it regularly and you're a regular driver, it could be a problem. Same with work vehicles. If you've got insurance, you need to specify the drivers. You need to ensure that the drivers have proper valid driver's licenses. Not just, oh yes, I have a driver's license. You need to take a copy of it. You need to have a look at the expiry date. The same with your family members. You must ensure. Licenses don't expire. That's one thing that has come to the fore in various tests in the court. But you do have to have a valid one, which means that you do have to upgrade it. Well, not upgrade, but update it when it expires. So a very good time now, if you're listening, to take out your driver's license and have a look as to when it expires so that you've got time to get the new driver's license. So that's where your building insurance. It's very important. You know, you some people built a house 20, 30 years ago and it's insured for, say, $500,000 then, and you just keep on every year adding 10%, 10%, 10%. So that may well not be enough. You need to find out annually what is the building costs. I mean, you know, at one stage they were about 750 rand a square meter. I think they were in excess of 8,000 rand a square meter. So your 10% is never going to get you to that type of figure. So you need to actually phone and find out what is the average building cost and make sure that your buildings are insured for that vehicle. You've got to make sure that you're on a cost level that suits you and suits it. The building trade, that's what I'm saying. So from time to time, make sure that you ascertain what it is. Check annually. Don't get caught with your pants down because you've forgotten to increase the value. Undercover means a serious loss on your home. So if you bought, I mean, I know, for example, we bought our townhouse and the whole the whole building and everything was 500,000. But in today's value, that townhouse has a hugely increased value. So, you know, that was like 500 rand a square meter when we bought and built. So it will now become almost 8,000 rand a square meter. So, you know, that alone is a huge difference.
Right.
So make sure that you check your motor vehicle values, your furniture values, your jewelry values, your building values. You know, who's going to drive, who you got covered, public liability. These are all the different things. And the best is to get it at replacement costs, you know, not just market value. You might have something that you value at X amount, but the market replacement value could be a lot more than what you think it is. You know, we also all think we foolies. You know, you buy a watch and you pay 500 grand for it and you think that it continues at that value, whereas it could have increased in value quite a bit. a lot of stuff as well devalues. I mean, your motor vehicle devalues annually. So, you know, you can't buy a car today for 10 Rand and then insure it for 15 Rand unless you've got a policy that says, you know, if I'm involved in an accident, I want to replace it with the updated same model for the new year. But then you're going to pay a premium on that. You're going to pay a higher premium, which a lot of people do. You know, it's a way of safeguarding your goods and making sure that, you know, you update annually and you can replace with new. So that's basically where you are. The worst thing you can do is forget to insure as well. Don't go without insurance. You know, I always say to everybody, I know there are a lot of people unemployed. There are a lot of people in debt. There are a lot of people that aren't managing financially. But I always say, you know, the most important thing is that you need food on the table, you need a roof over your head, and you need insurance to safeguard your goods. Those are, you know, three big losses. Without food, you can't survive. Without a roof, you can't live. Without insurance, you know, you can minimize your insurance, but at least you don't lose all your possessions if you have no insurance. So that's basically where we are with insurance. We turn to business insurance, very important as well. Make sure that your business is properly insured. Like I mentioned, you know, if you've got a driver that drives, if you've got goods that move, if you've got goods that, you know, some companies have goods that go out every day, tools of the trade and things like that, that disappear. You know, you get a builder that goes on site, and the next minute he looks and his shovels and spades and that have been stolen or missing and that type of thing. So you've got to make sure that you make a proper list and that you insure all of that type of stuff properly. Some people have insurance that doesn't allow for the goods to be removed from the home, for example. They insure it in the home only. Be careful of that as well. Think about what you have and think about where your goods go and what happens to them. Same with the business. Make sure that you're aware of what you can take away from your business premises somewhere else and that it's insured. Another very, very important thing is the hijacking and that's taking place at the moment. You need to make sure that you're insured for that. It's not automatic. You know, people just think, I'm insured, I've been hijacked, my goods are gone, I can put in a claim. A lot of companies say, no, you don't have insurance for hijacking, for example. So insurance is I say it's a monster in the sense that it can come back and bite you properly if you haven't done it and looked after it correctly.
Yes. And once again, I think advice that you would probably give would be that, you know, speak to your accountants, your brokers, your legal people possibly to make sure that all the documents and all the aspects are covered, especially when it comes to business. I'm sure there's a whole host of various liabilities that need to be looked at and covered depending on what type of business you're in.
Absolutely, right. You just hit the nail on the head. Speak to your accountant because he'll give you values in your books which will affect you. It doesn't help that you're writing off goods annually and then you're over-insuring them because they don't have that value in your books anymore. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that when you write off, you claim it in your annual returns for tax and that type of thing. So very important that you work hand-in-hand with an accountant in this particular one. And secondly, you know, direct insurance. You see it advertised all the time with all these different companies. Save yourself the brokerage fee. Get direct insurance. But when something happens, who you go to? That's my own personal opinion. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying there's anything wrong. But what I found with so many people is that they had a broker for years. Then they have a break-in or a car accident. And they phone their online insurance company, they send forms and they look again, the claim's been rejected. There's nobody you can go and talk to and sort it out with. Unfortunately, you left, shall I say, panting without a paddle. That's what it basically amounts to. So I still believe that the insurance broker has a place in your life. costs you a little bit more. I don't think that it's that much more. And it comes included in your policy amount. So if you actually compare, they'll tell you, oh, you can save so much. Oh, you can get money back.
Mm.
You know, you don't get this, perhaps with the broker and that type of thing. But pick the different options. Make sure that you're happy. Make sure that you can manage it. I mean, a lot of people are, I'm not going to say bright enough, but are such that they know exactly how to sort that out. So you need to make sure that you're aware of what's happening with your insurance. Insurance is vitally important. I had a case a couple of weeks ago as well where a guy gave his brother, who lives with him and works with him, his motor vehicle to go fetch something in Port Elizabeth. They were hijacked just outside when he was stopped outside the Port Elizabeth, which he thought was in a normal traffic roadblock. Officers were dressed in their uniform. When he got out to talk to them, they pushed him down the bank, and off they went with his car. He was in a flat panic.
Because
he spoke to someone and said, no, you're not going to be covered because you're not in the car driving it. Your brother's driving it. Is your brother registered as a driver? There's no fear in that. For God's sake, don't start lying. Don't say I was involved. Because if they do a check on you and they find that you were in East London and your brother was the one driving the car, that's it. You've got no insurance. You've got no claim. So tell the truth, and it will always save you. And check with your insurance company, you know. I use this vehicle. My brother uses the vehicle. Are we sufficiently covered?
Yeah.
Very, very important. You know, you get a lot of telephone operators these days. They phone you. They entice you to change. Think. Be careful. Make sure you put it in writing. With the email these days, they can always send you something that you can download it, have a proper look, make sure that you're satisfied.
Right.
Insurance are vitally important in my heart.
And as you mentioned as well, you know, just make sure that the values and Peter, just getting back quickly to the forms and, you know, doing that exercise, and I've gone through it, you know, to check the household insurance, and you start going through things room by room and you look at a room that, oh no, you know, there's not much in this room, and you start making a list, and suddenly the furnishings and the bedding and whatever might be in that particular room that might be a spare room is suddenly worth a good couple of thousand rand. And if that had to, for instance, go up in smoke or something, you're in for quite a loss.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You know, you look at a room. If you just think like we are now, not being in a room, if we think about a room now, we think a bed, you know, a wardrobe with clothing in it, and possibly, you know, one desk or something like that. But if you go into the room, all of a sudden you're going to find a bedside clock, bedside pedestals, you're going to find lights in the room. On your desk, you're going to probably find a computer in your room if you've got your desk in your room, your clothing in the cupboard, like you say, your toiletries and things like that. You might have a shaver. You might have a nice expensive shower one costs quite a bit of money. You need to make sure that that's covered. Whether, you know, you've got to find out, does the insurance company require you to specify an item? I mean, you know, you can buy those shaving machines these days for up to 2,500 man. Hair clippers, all that type of thing. You know, what have I got? You know, you might be a sportsman and you've got your cricket gear for the summer season and your rugby gear for the winter season. I mean, a pair of rugby boots costs a fortune these days.
Exactly.
A cricket bat costs a fortune. So if it's in your cupboard, you don't look. You just look at the room when you insure, and you forget about little items like sporting equipment, bicycles, your hobbies. You know, your surfboard, your all that type of thing. You've got to make sure that you've got it all listed. So yes, that's why I said we would draw a list. And send it through that listeners can download just to do a double check. Do your own double check. And then check yourself. You know, put your prices in there that you believe it is. And then what I suggest is that you just randomly check on a couple of items and see what the position is. I mean, I often don't people buy jewelry, ladies especially, wear it for a couple of weeks. And then, of course, they put it aside and forget about it in a locked up safe or something. not realizing that that value has increased tremendously. I remember in the old days they were completely strict about getting a valuation every year from the jeweler.
Yes.
To come for nothing. These days, jewelers charge, so people say, ah, just leave it at the value that it was, not realizing that, you know, if they then have a break in, that's when the trouble starts. You know, the trouble's not in the beginning when you insure, the trouble is when the loss occurs.
When the loss occurs, exactly. So it's all about just, you know, every year or every 2 years, whatever the period is, to do those exercises. And we're looking forward to getting a list. We'll pop it onto our Facebook page as well for people to download. And, you know, it'll help just to keep tabs. And I can guarantee that people will be very, very surprised as to what they maybe thought the value of their goods were, compared to what's actually in their house that is insurable. And while we're unfortunately running out of time, but just another aspect in that, Peter, is to look in your kitchen to see what your groceries and what's in your fridge could be worth in the case of a loss of some sort. You'll get a fright.
Our failures we have, you know, that's exactly what's happening. You know, some people can't afford inverters. Some people can't afford, you know, solar. So the fridges go down. I mean, you take us out on the coast over there, where Eskom tell us they just don't have spare parts. When we go down, they've got to wait for parts to arrive. I mean, all of us out there have been down for 3-4 days at a time.
Right.
You might have a deep freeze full of food. And these days, you've actually got to check that the insurance company will keep you covered for something like
yes,
that. It doesn't
yes.
just happen. You know, you still get old-fashioned, well, not old-fashioned, but you still get families. I mean, I know I do it when we buy half a sheep every now and then. You know, we build up for Christmas and that type of thing. That still happens to a lot of the old-fashioned families. You know, the youngsters these days seem to buy day by day. But the older generation seem to buy, if you've got it in the fridge, take it out every day, you know, it'll freeze. So you're 100% correct. Your grocery cupboard, if there's a fire or something like that, you know, you'll be surprised. And something that I'm just thinking now, talking to you, is that a lot of people in their booze cabinet have got maybe 2 whiskeys, 2 brandies, 2 canes, bottles of wine, in case somebody comes around. You know, you look at your booze cabinet and it could be worth a lot more than you think about. You know,
yes.
It's not 40 or 50 rand a bottle anymore. You know, I don't think you can buy a bottle of spirits under 100 rand.
So once again, you know, you need to do that exercise throughout the house in all the cupboards and all the rooms, and you might, more than likely, you'll be in for quite a surprise and possibly find that you're underinsured.
Yeah, that underinsurance is a hell of a thing. Be so careful with it. And, of course, overinsured. Now, don't listen to what we've spoken about today and just say, I'm going to up my insurance by 500,000 or something like that, because that could be detrimental to you.
That could
you
be.
You make sure that the value is there, that you're insured, is compulsory.
Right.
Definitely something that you've got to look at,
Well, food for thought. Peter, thank you very, very much. And just very quickly, if somebody wants to reach you and they need advice, legally or otherwise, how do they get in touch?
Yeah, well, and they can like us on Facebook. Just add a S to Alam. Alam's A-L-L-A-M-S. And I'll find all our details there. Give them the link to the office. Our telephone number there, 043-721-018. If they phone in, they can get an appointment. Come in and see us. We'll guide and help you. We're situated at 6 Sansom Road. It's a little side street where Pep Stores is in Deborah Avenue. So number 6, third house on the right-hand side. The third building, shall I say. It's the second house, third building.
Right.
That's it.
Great.
We're always there to help assist. And assist.
Peter, thank you very, very much. Have a great week and looking forward to chatting again.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Cheers then. That's Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle slot.